In AgNet West today, ag industries continue to stress water conservation to the general public. Brian Medeiros of Medeiros & Son Dairy in Hanford says something drastic might have to happen before changes are made.
We've had a lot of counties in the state that have put a stop to well drilling. Pass Robles area, a lot of the coastal counties, being as that they start dealing with that saltwater intrusion, have said no more. We're fortunate enough to be in the valley and to have such an abundant aquifer underneath us that that hasn't happened yet, but it's starting. We're definitely starting to see the issues. Our wells specifically, we've lost half of the water that we can pump out of those wells because of everything that's going on this year. So we're gonna end up needing that shock. Again, the last thing you want is for the public to end up with a shock and, oh, what the heck are we gonna do now? But something like that is gonna end up coming down, unfortunately.
California dairies are efficient already due to industry standards, but Medeiros says they want consumers to know that they are still trying to better their operations.
A couple things that we've done this year have been revamping some of our separation tools and getting it to get more manure, more solids out of the water so that we have more water to use for other things, whether it be to flush the alleys back down, irrigate crops. That's really been the big saver, is we have that manure water to kind of help subsidize some of that water that we're missing in the wells and on the surface side. One of the kind of the saving graces is we've been able to feed orange pumice. So when you make orange juice, all the leftover orange parts, we've been able to use that in our feed. And that's actually helped us because then we don't have to add water to the feed. So it's always looking for those little things left and right to try to help, one, the environment, and two, the pocketbook.
I'm Taylor Hillman for California's Real Farm Radio, AgNetWest.com.